97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and UNC School of Media and Journalism present Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. Sports Focus, dedicated to in-depth examination of issues of overriding importance in the sports world. Each week, we'll discuss problems and look for solutions in professional, collegiate, and amateur sports. From Carroll Hall on the Carolina campus, here's your host, UNC Journalism Professor Charlie Tuggle.
Welcome to Sports Focus. Our topic today, UNC's national champion field hockey team. Our guest, Morgan Goetz, number 17, a senior back from Cary studying biomedical engineering. So, Morgan, we're recording this show on a Wednesday, a few days just before Thanksgiving, just a few days removed from that championship game. 3 days later, how does it feel?
It still feels pretty incredible. We had a long 4 years of coming up short, and I don't think it's really sank in yet, not going to lie. 3 years, 3 days later, it hasn't really sank in, but it still feels absolutely incredible.
When did you first have an idea that this year's team was going to be special?
I think all last year, we knew that we were working for something bigger than that season. We had a team that was young. We were very young. And we were playing at Duke every day. We grew to be a very close-knit team, closer than any team I've been on apart from this one. And we really had to go through a lot of ups and downs. We didn't have the season we expected. You know, we lost a lot more games than we thought. And just that tenacity to keep fighting and to make it to the Final Four, I knew that next year was going to be a really special one. And so just entering preseason and getting these incredible freshmen who added so much to the team, I think we knew that at that point we are set, ready to go.
All right, so talk about those freshmen a little bit.
Yeah, so we have Abby Pitcairn, Aaron Mattson, Hannah Griggs, Riley Fulmer, Renee Ricardo, and then we also got Yentl Lehmans, she's technically a junior. But she was new to our squad this year. And the four that really played just added so much to the team. Obviously, Aaron Mattson is an absolutely incredible player. You know, she's internationally decorated. She's just added so much to the team because, you know, it's hard to deny that last year we had trouble playing it in the back of the net. You know, we played UConn. We outshot them, I think, 20-something to six. And we have 13 more corners than them. And so Aaron's really added a lot in our offensive front and just, you know, creating plays and really everyone's grown as goal scorers. And she's definitely added a lot to that. And, you know, added to Karen through Hannah Griggs as well in the forward line has helped us so much. Just like I said, being able to put it in the back of the net and, added to Karen through the midfield and Yentl through the midfield. We have so much more depth on this team than we've ever had before. I mean, we rolled like six or seven subs every game, and that's pretty unheard of for a UNC team that I've been on, at least. And the freshmen just added so much to that depth and so much to that skill.
Yeah, you briefly mentioned the match last year against UConn. Talk about this year's match against UConn, because that was really the only one that you guys seemed to be really challenged.
Yeah, that whole that trip was a difficult one for us, the Boston trip. We had to head out a little earlier than we thought because of the hurricane. So a lot of us were functioning on small amounts of sleep, you know, getting on the plane early. And BC gave us a really, really tough game. The score didn't really reflect that as much, but it was probably one of the tougher games we've played in. They're an incredible squad, and It was a very tough game. So going into the UConn game, which that was, you know, only a day or two later, we were tired and but there's so much emotion behind that game. You know, they knocked us out of the Final Four. We played them in the Final Four my sophomore year as well. So they're a tough competitor. It's the first time we've played them regular season since I've ever been at Carolina. And so there was a ton of emotion behind that game. And you know, we held on to our defense and we shook them off and we were able to get a couple in the back of the net, which is super lucky of us. But, yeah, that game was a very difficult one. And I think that You know, when you play teams like UConn or like Duke, it's a super emotional game. And sometimes it's hard to separate your emotion just from playing. So I think that game showed that a little bit. And but we were lucky. Coach said a bunch of times, you know, we're so lucky to learn from wins this season. And we really are, because you can always learn stuff from losses, but it's really lucky when you get to learn stuff from a win.
Talk about the trip home from that particular trip, the BC match, the UConn match. You knew with all the freshmen, top-notch freshmen you had coming in, solid senior leadership, this was going to be a very good team. Talk about the bus trip or the trip home from that two-game stretch. Did the thinking change at all? It's like, not only do we have a chance to be really good, we think we actually are really good.
Yeah, I think that's when it really set in that we could do this. You know, we could be undefeated. We could win out the entire season. Just because at that point, Maryland was the only undefeated team left, and they had lost that weekend, I think, as well. And we knew that UConn was going to be the game that, if we were going to have a game that was going to be a little scary to lose, it was going to be that one. And so I think walking away from that, knowing that we came out with two big wins from that weekend after, you know, a tough travel schedule, and we, you know, we beat the adversity, I think that it showed a lot of grit that the team hadn't had to show yet. The team before, you know, like I said, we didn't have a home field. We traveled to Duke every day. We'd shown our grit, and I think that it was the first time that this team had really stepped up and said, you know, we're gritty and we're gonna go out undefeated. And we take each game at a time, so it's hard to say that, you know, on the trip home we were like, we're winning it all, because we really just wanted to focus on the next game. And that was our goal this whole season, was just focus on the next game. And I think that helped us keep our heads about ourselves, is, you know, we're not trying to say we're going to win everything and we're going to, you know, we're going to come out on top, we're going to come undefeated. It was just, let's just win the next game. So I think coming home from that trip, there's obviously a lot of excitement at the fact that we had come out with two wins against two really good teams. But at the same time, we were just trying to look towards the next game.
Sports Focus, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Sports Focus. We're talking with Morgan Getz of the UNC National Champion field hockey team. So, Morgan, we just took you about halfway through the season, and in the midst of all the success that you guys are having, the new stadium gets named for your coach. I know how special that was to Karen Shelton. How special was it to the players?
So special. And so special that we got to be the first team to play on a stadium that was so decorated for her. I mean, she is an absolutely incredible coach. She knows what she's doing. And not only is she an incredible coach, she's an incredible mentor. She means so much to each of our lives. And so I think to be there for that dedication and to see her finally get the honor that she doesn't really get a lot of the times, for her to finally get recognized as being an incredible head coach who has built this Carolina field hockey dynasty from the ground up was really, really awesome. And we decided then, we said, we're never losing on Karen Shelton Stadium. You can't lose when you have a head coach like that and it's named after her.
One thing that she really preaches, defense wins championships. You guys obviously won the championship. You're obviously pretty darn good on defense, pretty good on offense too, more than 100 goals scored. But allowing only 16 goals in 23 games, 10 of those games shutouts, including the national championship game, it's like, you know, how does that even happen against really quality opponents?
Well, something else that we like to talk about is, you know, we play defense from the front back and play offense from the back up. And so we're an entire team of defense, an entire team of offense. And so I think that that's how we've done so well on defense, is that we've had everybody recognizing that we need to be a strong defensive team and recognizing that, you know, you're only as good as your defense. Because you can score as many goals as you want, but if they score more than you, they're still going to win. So I think that that was preached to us very early on. It's been preached to us, you know, for me for the last 4 years, especially as a defender. You know, you've understood how important your role is on the team. Even though you might not get the glory, you're the one that, you know, you have to keep the ball out of your net. And so I think that just going, having a shutout in the national championship team, or the national championship game, was awesome because it just showed how focused we are on our defense. And we do have some amazing goal scorers, but everybody works hard on defense and everybody works hard to keep the ball out of the back of the cage. But we took it as an offense when people scored against us, and I think that really helped our defense because it was disappointing when people scored more than two on us, and we couldn't really walk away from games that we won, you know, 5-2 happy because they scored two. And so I think when you have that mentality of we have pride in our defense and pride in people not being able to score on us, it really helps a whole team dynamic of being a defensive squad.
Okay, so that final shutout, number 10, comes in the national championship game against Maryland. I'm trying to put myself in your shoes or in the shoes of the players. I'm thinking we have a chance for revenge against Maryland, which had, you know, beaten the heels several times in the recent past in the title game or in the Final Four. So it's like, yes, I want revenge, but dang, we're kind of snake bit when it comes to Maryland. So were both of those things entering your mind?
Yeah, I think that Maryland and UNC has been quite a matchup through the years, not only on, you know, field hockey, but also lacrosse. You know, they both beat Maryland for their national championship. And so I think that the UNC-Maryland rivalry runs deep. And while people on our team, we have, you know, never gotten to experience it as much because they were not in the ACC when we were here, we definitely understand the rivalry. And so I think that played into it a lot. And also, it's hard to tell who you're going to be with in the end, but we recognize that if we were probably going to be in the national championship, we'd probably be against Maryland. And so I think that rivalry started very early in the season of knowing that we were the top two teams. And if all, you know, worked out as planned, we'd probably be playing each other in the national championship game. And so we've been, you know, having a whole season of watching them play just for fun, you know, watching Maryland play their game against UConn, watching Maryland play their game against Penn State. And that rivalry really built up for us, even though they aren't a part of the ACC and we don't have the same rivalry as some alums did have. So that definitely played into it a bit. But in the end, it was just another Sunday that we were playing and we got to play another team that we wanted to beat really badly.
Yeah, just another Sunday, but which happens to end in a national championship. I mean, that's not just another Sunday.
Yeah, I think that we tried to think of it as another Sunday, though. We went into it and we said, you know, we've played a lot of big games, just another big game. We've played a lot on Sunday, this is just another Sunday. And I think that's been our mentality all through the year, is we're just going to play this next game. And it's a big game, and big players like big games, and we're gonna play our hearts out. But when you treat every game as the most important, you do have more nerves, obviously, from the national championship. You do have more waiting on it, but it does help you think, you know, this is just another game that I get to play with my best friends.
Sports Focus. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Sports Focus. We're talking about the UNC National Champion Field Hockey Team with number 17, Morgan Goetz. Morgan, so you build this team. You can see how the program built specifically during these past 4 years. You win the national championship, and that's great, but now it's over. Is that, how do you adjust to that? Something that you've worked so hard for And that was, on the plus side, a tremendous national championship. On the negative side, it's like, my career's done now at Carolina.
Yeah, it's, I think it's less noticeable when the final buzzer goes off and you've won a national championship that it's your final buzzer than if we lost, obviously. So it didn't really hit me till the next day, and I was, you know, sitting there, and I started to break down. I was like, that was the last game of field hockey I'm ever going to play in my life, and I love this sport, and I love this team. And it is something to go out with a bang, you know, to go out with an undefeated season and winning a national championship. That is incredible, but there is still the reality of, that's incredible, but it's done. That was my final buzzer. That was, you know, that was my final game. And that is really hard. And the fact that I don't have any regrets makes it a little less hard, but it still is very difficult to wrap my head around. I don't really know if I will be able to until we're in the spring and all my friends are going to practice and I'm trying to find time to fill.
So I want to talk about you just a little bit. You know, you get into Carolina, you're studying biomedical engineering, about to go into Phi Beta Kappa. So it's like, this is an intelligent young woman. But on the other side, it's like she willingly puts herself in front of 100-mile-an-hour shots. So, you know, it's intelligent on one side and like kind of crazy on the other side. How do you respond to that?
That is very true. But at the same time, I think it's because, you know, I found a sport that I love and I found a team that I love. And well, specifically on the corners when I have to fly in front of the shots, that is a little bit of just, you know, being insane and being like, I'm going to be the one to put myself in the line of the ball. And I definitely learned from it. You know, our final four game, I don't know if you saw, I got absolutely whipped on the side of the knee with a drag flick. And
at least it wasn't, at least it's not in the forehead, right?
Right, right. So, yeah, I felt a little lucky there. But I don't know. I think that, you know, when you're in this team, we're all so competitive. We all want to win that when you step on the field, school goes to the side. And you're just out there playing and you're out there wanting to win a game and win a championship. And you do anything you can to do it.
So let's talk about your plans now. You're obviously, as we've said, studying biomedical engineering, you have plans to go to medical school, maybe become a pediatric oncologist. Your sister's fight against cancer has how much to do with that decision?
A lot. I'm applying for my PhD right now. So I've kind of, throughout college, I kind of changed and I decided that I want to be more on the innovative side. I want to be able to make cancer treatment and people with cancer more comfortable through treatment. And I think that that comes in with being a medical innovator. And I also want the therapies to be more affordable. And I think that that's with biomedical engineering, that's where I'm going to do it. And so, when I was in seventh or eighth grade, my sister was diagnosed with cancer. And that was just a eye-opening experience for me. You never think it's going to happen to you until it does. And just being with her and being, you know, a sister or a loved one of someone who's going through it is something that you can never, that experience is something that you never put aside. And it continues to shape you and continues to influence you. And it's definitely influenced me and where my path has gone. And when I was a sophomore in college, my mom was diagnosed with leukemia. And we went through a bone marrow transplant that summer. And that was just another experience where I was just like, I'm so much so being pointed in this way of making people's lives better when they have this treatment. You know, I saw how debilitating it was to my mom, my sister, and if I can do anything to change that, I'm going to try.
So here we head into the Thanksgiving and holiday season. I'd say in the final 30 seconds we have here, Morgan Getz has a lot to be thankful for.
Yes, I do. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for my family and my friends and everyone who came out and supported this weekend, and really thankful to be an undefeated national champion.
That must feel pretty good. And that does it for this edition of Sports Focus. Thanks to our guest, Morgan Getz, number 17, back on the national champion field hockey team. Thanks also to producer Adrian Walker. And as always, thanks to you for listening. Cheers.
Thanks to Richard Southall, Mark Nagel, and Deborah Southall at the College Sport Research Institute at the University of South Carolina for their research and guidance and for access to CSRI's international network of sources. Sports Focus is a service of UNC School of Media and Journalism.